Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the Stephen Foster Memorial Park at White Springs, Florida, on the Suwannee River. From our vantage point, we overlook the speakers and band platforms and the more than 2,500 people assembled here to join in the 100th anniversary celebration commemorating the publishing of Stephen Foster's best loved and most popular song, Old Folks at Home, which is more commonly known as Suwannee River. In the year 1851, this most famous song of Stephen Foster's was published and was soon on the road to great and lasting fame. By acts of legislature in 1935, Suwannee River was designated as a state song of Florida. Joining in today's celebration, the University of Florida Division of Music presents the University of Florida Band, directed by Colonel Harold B. Bachman. They begin their concert with the traditional University of Florida song, We Are Boys from Old Florida, which will be followed by a choral prelude by Bach.
Thank you.
The Gator Band will now play some of the Stephen Foster melodies, arranged by Louis Guzman.
I'd just like to make a short announcement about our next number. It's a little overture written by the assistant director of our band, Mr. Reed Poole. It has just been published and is really receiving its first performance and published version this afternoon. He's named it appropriately after one of Florida's famous scenic spots, Silver Springs, the Silver Springs Overture, although it's not descriptive in any sense. I did want to let you know that you're getting in on a first performance of what we consider is a very nice little work. I'm going to conduct this number Myself, Mr. Poole is assisting in the French horn section this afternoon, inasmuch as this is the first week of school at the University of Florida, and we've had just about 45 minutes rehearsal this morning before we came up here to get this program ready. But I did want to let you know that it is a new overture by our assistant conductor, Mr. Reed Poole, and you will see him as a conductor a little later on in the program.
Thank you.
The University of Florida Band now presents a novelty duet featuring Clark Bell, trumpeter, and John Pringle, drummer, in a number, Trumpet and Drum, by Phil Lang. In conclusion of the first part of the band program, the Gator Band will play A Salute from Dixie. First, Swanee Fanfare by Yodar. Second, Swanee by Gershwin. Last, Dixie by Emmett. Thank you. The invocation will be given by Reverend Edwin F. Montgomery of Lake City, Florida.
Let us look to God in prayer. Our gracious Father and our God, we lift up our hearts and our voices to Thee this day. Thou hast ordained that man should praise Thee. Thou art pleased with the sound of men's voices, with the sound of flute and of violin, of stringed instruments, of wind instruments, of organs. We rejoice, our Father, that we are here in this place, in this beautiful setting, in this place of peacefulness and quiet. And while the noise of discord and of strife and of war are far away, we do thank Thee that Thou hast ordained that man should be bound together in the sweet harmonies of sound, of poetry, of music. And so speak to our hearts today, we pray Thee, and bind us by that one golden chain that still binds us all to Thee and makes all the world kin in that melody of song. We thank Thee for one who a century ago wrote in the simple annals of the poor of old folks at home. And we pray, our Father, that Thou wouldst give us a due sense of those simplicities of life, that we may indeed honor Thee in everything that we do. And so bless us, we pray, in this meeting today, as we are gathered here in song, in story, in history, in melody. And grant, we pray, that our own hearts may be stilled, the storms of passion and of hate may be subdued, and that we may glorify Thee. We ask it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Stephen Foster Memorial had its beginning back in 1936 when it was a group of the ladies prominent as executives of the State Federation of Music Clubs made the first forward movement under the leadership of Mrs. Leon Whitehurst of Brooksville. Mrs. Whitehurst is here today, and I'll appreciate it if she will step to the platform. The ladies of the State Federation of Music Clubs have been the consistent power behind the development of this memorial, which you now see, I would say, approximately one-third complete. We yet have our Carolyn and the world's largest Carolyn of Bells, the heroic statue of Foster, and the musical amphitheater, together with much additional landscaping. But the present president of this State Federation of Music Clubs is Mrs. Garland McNutt, and we would appreciate it if she would step up and take a bow. Mrs. McNutt. I'm now going to ask two ladies to step forward. One, the past president of the Federation of Music Clubs, Mrs. E.F. Montgomery of Lake City, and Mrs. Lillian Foster of White Springs, a member of our commission and whose untirable energy is responsible in a large way for the accomplishments made to date. Mrs. Montgomery and Mrs. Saunders. I'm going to ask Representative Joseph McAlpin to step here to the platform and to introduce a number of state officials, high-ranking state officials, who are here today as the guests of the commission. Mr. McAlpin.
I would like to ask Mrs. R.A. Edwards of Gainesville to rise. She is another music club lady. At this time, I'm going to introduce what state officials that I see, and then if there's any others, I would be very glad if they would rise so they could be recognized. We have with us today the Dean of the Florida State Senate, Senator Dilworth Clark of Monticello. Will Senator and Mrs. Clark rise? We also have with us a man that had done quite a bit for our memorial, and he's budget director, Mr. Homer Graham. Will Mr. and Mrs. Graham rise? We have with us Mr. Beverly Gazzard, who is with the Advertising Commission. We have in the audience former representative and Mrs. Dewey Allen. If there's any other state officials, will you all please rise and be recognized? We have with us also Representative McKenzie from Levy County. Thank you, Mac. Is there any other?
Thank you, Mr. McAlpin, and thank you, state officials, for the part you have played in the development of this project.